Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It's 54 degrees in Reno. It's looking awesome. Beautiful day for a radio show. I am John Potter, so I am on the air, and it's everybody's problem now. And due to personal reasons, I'm going to keep doing this Saturday show instead of seeking professional help. I am so sorry to tell you that, but it's all local. It's all local. This is where we talk about the fun local stuff. And in Carson City, with Craig off on his tournament, so we have Phil in Carson City running the show out there, has the tough job, takes your calls, puts them on hold, and then I talk to you. And there is so much to talk about. You know, Phil,
yes.
Phil and I were just on the phone running through the topics for the show, and it took, what, 15 minutes?
About that, yeah, there's a bunch to talk about today.
I was like doing a talk show for you on the phone. So
it's a great warm-up.
Well, I'll tell you what, two things help. It's coffee. I'll tell you, I was scared to death because the Keurig machine, for some reason, kept shutting off. Fourth time was the charm. I'll tell you, it'd be damn near impossible to do this show without that stupid little Keurig machine.
It's a hard-working little mother, I'll tell you.
I would not be able.
I have my 72-ounce coffee mug here next to me that I fill at 7-Eleven every morning.
It's a sad tragedy that I am so... I mean, some people, food is their thing. Some people, pot is their thing. To me, it's coffee. Mm-hmm. How did I get this way? I once spent $800 to have my teeth bleached, and I was saying, oh, I'm never going to drink coffee again. I got to have white teeth, you know? I'm older now, and it looks good to have white teeth, and it's $800 to bleach these teeth, so I'm not touching coffee again. You know what? That lasted 5 days. 5 days. Yeah.
Well, I had the last of my teeth yanked out a couple weeks ago at the dentist, and if I want white teeth, I just break out the spray paint and hit the dentures.
Let me write that. Now, that's an option. Thank you, Phil. That's very good. I got to tell you this right off the bat, folks. I really appreciate these great young people doing things like this. It warms my heart. But there is a massive, but it's great. It's a good thing. But there is a massive volleyball tournament. I don't even have to look this up because all the kids getting out of the vehicles and everything, they all have their volleyball outfits on, and this is out-of-state people, so this is a very big deal. But the traffic, listen, I've spent most of my life here. I've never seen Virginia Street backed up with cars waiting to turn in to the Reno Sparks Convention Center from Virginia. Now, why are they doing that? I'll tell you in a minute. But they were backed up on Virginia. The right lanes were not moving, and it was backed up past the 580 bridge, past, you know, Great Basin, almost up to McCarran. Almost up to McCarran. Unbelievable. And all the vehicles, because I was driving by this at a slow pace, everything was slow there, every vehicle, California, and I saw Idaho plates on. And here's how California this line was. I saw three Cybertrucks. First time I've seen them.
You know, I saw my first one yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Aren't they, like,
weird,
freakier than the pictures?
They look like something I would have played with as a kid. Hey. I'd have put my $6 million man, he'd have been driving that.
I tell you, they're bigger than I pictured.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures don't give them really justice. The pictures make it look like they have regular tires. No, they got these huge, huge tires. I'm not going to bring up the recall that I just pulled up on the internet here. They're recalling like 4,000 of them, but I don't want to bum out the people in line trying to turn into the Reno Sparks Convention Center. But okay, so here's why they were on Virginia Street. Google Maps told them the convention center entrance is on Virginia Street. So everybody is backed up there. Google Maps, right? Okay. No one took Kitski to the Atlantis parking lot at Plumas. Nobody. Everybody was waiting right past Kitski to get into this one entrance on South Virginia Street, which when if they finally got in there, and I'll tell you, they were not. They were not. But if they did get in there, then they have to go around anyway to the back for the parking area.
It is nice to have some tourism back in town, by golly.
It is, but if they're just sitting in a car, we want them out there and, you know, having a good time and coming back and spending the money. But Google Maps, how many times has Google Maps done me wrong? It inexplicable. Okay, I would be lost a lot more often without it, but I tell you what, there have been times when Google Maps just got too confused. You know, if you go all the way to the end of Kitski, down to past Ranchera, for some reason that's a Google Maps nightmare zone. It's a dead zone, and it doesn't know what to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be in the traffic circle three times. I kind of miss the paper maps, you know. That's just me sounding old. So, okay, I promised a listener I would do this first. Sorry, I'm doing it second or third. The annual Somerset Community Garage Sale is going on right now. Somerset, this is the start of the Community Garage Sale season. You know, I mean, Hidden Valley has a big one. I think Lemon Valley has a big one. I know when I used to live out at Wingfield Springs, they have a big one. So, but today it's Somerset Community Garage Sale. Lots of classy crap up there, folks.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
What this thing is, if you've been to Hidden Valley, okay, these look like the houses got sick and they threw up their attics. Can't miss it. Homeowners there, they call their garage sales their free curbside pickup. You know, good way to get rid of stuff. Where else can you get a working Atari 2600 with 14 games and two controllers for $4?
Sold.
The Empire Strikes Back on VHS, $1.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise bike for $30 with a sign on it that reads, I am fat and lazy, but you have a chance. There's still time for you.
Does the exercise bicycle come with clothespins?
It's a clothes hanger.
Right.
But I've seen signs like that. And you know what? A lot of, here's a bad thing, it gets neighbors mad at each other. A lot of Somerset people jump the gun and they flood, you know, Facebook and everything with their deals. Come here, you know, the day before the garage sale and scoop their neighbors. But I'll tell you, garage sales and Amazon Prime Day, folks, they are the gateway drug to Walmart. Me, I'm taking a bunch of stuff to Goodwill, but first I'm driving around with it all in the trunk of my car for 2 months. Which, by the way, I meant to tie this into the California license plates on stalled on Virginia Street. I just had to rent a vehicle because our vehicle has again had some troubles, and for some inexplicable reason, what used to take one day at the car dealership to fix, they like to hold on to it for many, many days. I've been through this before. So they got me a rental car, which is great. But have you ever rented a car with California license plates? You enter a whole new world with your fellow commuters. They cut you off. They honk at you at a drop of a dime. It is so noticeable, especially if you take a vehicle with California plates to the rurals. They don't like you. And I noticed, too, when one time I rented a vehicle and I was driving through a rural area, California license plates, it was a rental, I got pulled over. And it was really for nothing. But I think if I had Nevada license plates, things like this would not happen. So, folks, Nevadans, let me tell you, it's, I think, tough for people with their California license plates to drive in northern Nevada. Okay, see, now we're looking at it from the other side here. So I was pretty alarmed by it, but I'm not looking forward to this. 5 days with California license plates.
If I may ask, what kind of car did they give you?
Well, here's what I do. My little gimmick is I book the cheapest vehicle I can find. If I'm paying for the rental car, you know, and it's funny about rental car companies, it's not what it used to be. Folks who rent cars, they know this. They have like, okay, six classifications of vehicles. You know, the smaller, the cheaper. They have, it starts with the economy size. Ah, you don't want that, too small. Next up is the compact size. Well, I thought they were the same thing, right?
Yeah.
No, they aren't. Apparently, I have no idea what the compact size or even the economy size is because I went to intermediate. I don't mind small cars. My wife is a totally different story. The bigger, the better. So, you know, I sprung once for the intermediate. I thought, oh, that's like the old, Ford Thunderbird or something like that. The Galaxy LTD. Boy, I'm sounding old talking about this here. I thought intermediate was like, okay, Chevrolet Impala.
Yeah.
And to me, full size is like Cadillac, you know? So anyway, nowadays at the rental car companies, again, I don't know what the economy is. I don't know what the compact is, but I'll tell you, the intermediate is a Toyota Tercel.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I think the compact is a Nissan Versa, and I think the economy is some midget car. but in intermediate, a Toyota, are you kidding me? Toyota Tercel? I would always think of that as a small car, and it is. So the full size, well, maybe it's not the rental car companies. Maybe it's the car manufacturers that are to blame for this because they don't make the big whales anymore. And I'm used to that, I guess. Like I said, I thought full size was like a Cadillac. No, it's a Chevrolet Malibu. That's a full size.
Wow.
I know. And, you know,
Crown
there's
Victoria,
another step.
That's a full size.
Yeah. Now you're talking. And then they get into the SUVs and the trucks and things like that. But again, if you see a worried looking man driving a vehicle with California license plates and he's looking scared at you, he's from Nevada. It's me. And I feel like sometimes open up the window, you know, it's not hawking at me. It's a rental. A California plates. I'm a Nevadan. As a matter of fact, when I was pulled over years ago with that California license plate rental car, the first thing I did when the trooper pulled up to the window, I rolled it down and I said, "It's a rental car. I'm not from California."
What'd they say?
I think I kind of got a pass. I think he was like, "Oh, well, yeah, you're okay. Proceed."
I hate to be the rain on the parade.
Do it.
We need to take a break.
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry.
We need to remind the listeners that the call-in number is 775-884-9910, that we are taking calls, and that we are going to a break, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
There you go. Hey, good job there, Phil. 884-9910, number to call. This is 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 Smith & Mason Valley's FM. I'm John Potter. Be back in a few. FM News Talk Time, 920.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
And this is where we talk local stuff, life and local. It's called The Weekend. I'm John Potter. Every Saturday morning, 9 to noon with Phil in Carson City. Had a couple of calls and they disappeared. What were those?
Well,
John Potter sucks?
No, we only had three of those.
Stop it.
Now, we had a gentleman asking about a medication that you were talking about last week that you had on with your guest. Unfortunately, I wasn't listening last week.
Yeah, he's back today.
Oh.
Talking about Derek Lee. Okay.
Okay.
He's on at 10:30 this morning.
Well, then please make a note of the incontinence medication that he took.
Okay.
And ask him about it so our listener will have that.
Yeah, we're talking today. The topics are cholesterol, gut health. Now, you folks may not know this, but, you know, they talk about serotonin that is a mood maker for you, for your brain. It's all about serotonin. It's one of the things that alters your mind in a very happy and positive way. Serotonin is all important. But you know where serotonin first develops? It's in the gut, and that's why gut health is so important. It's fascinating stuff. He comes up with formulas for these, and my wife and I are taking some of them, and they have been great. I've been taking his brain health formula, Restore, and like I said last Saturday, I'm a new man. I'm a chatterbox now. Brain is really firing. So you don't have to just call, folks. You can text 884-9910, but yeah, Derek Lee's coming up at 10:30, our guest for today. No other guests today. I'll tell you what, the other guests are you folks. Okay? 884-9910. As I said, a lot of stuff going on, and it's all local. It's all Nevada. Oh, we'll talk about the Mideast a little bit and Trump and such. But for now, and like I said, there's a lot going on. Okay, gas prices.
Yeah.
They are not, folks. Gas prices are not an arm and a leg anymore. They're the whole bloody torso.
And they still want a cosigner.
Everywhere in Reno that I see is over $5. My friend Howie Knave in Tahoe says the Chevron at Kingsbury Grade is selling regular for $6.30 a gallon. Howie says, even though Chevron is the Hamas of gas stations, pretty much every station up here at South Lake Tahoe is now over $6 a gallon. Down here in Reno, it's $6 a gallon at the Chevron, again, Chevron, at East 4th and Galletti Way.
Oh, well, that station doesn't count. They've always been much too expensive.
Aren't they all, Phil?
The 76 station on Plum Lane, not far from the radio station there, that place is always a dollar more than almost everywhere else, including a 76 station about a mile away over on Mill.
Well, I looked up the cheapest gas here, folks, and it blows my mind here that the cheapest gas in Nevada is in Tonopah.
Tonopah? But
I know. Tonopah? Are you kidding me? Tonopah is, like I said, lived here most of my life. You never find cheap gas in Tonopah.
No.
It's one of the Hawthorne and Tonopah both, for some inexplicable reason, are the most expensive gas stations in the state. And I guess the Rebel in Tonopah has gone crazy, and it's $3.70 a gallon. I can't figure that out. Maybe the internet is wrong on that. I don't know. But the rest of the cheap gas stations, all in Pahrump, that wouldn't be a bad place to live. Let's see here. Wells, West Wendover. This kills me about Tonopah because, you know, my wife and I drive south a lot to see shows, and we're always going to Tonopah for gas and staying overnight. And I always have to buy $5 gas in Tonopah, and the one time when it's $3.70, I'm not going through there. It's just, you kind of want to do it, but.
That almost seems like a mistake to me. $3.70?
Doesn't make sense, I know.
I can tell you from personal experience, when driving into Carson City today, I live up in the North Valleys. I passed the Golden Gate gas station on Lemon Drive. It was $4.89. And as you got into Carson City at the Golden Gate, I don't know if it's on Williams or College. It's one of the two. It was $4.57.
Okay, I'm trying to find Reno or Sparks here in the list here, and I have to go pretty far down because I'm starting with that sheep Tonopah, and it goes to Pahrump. Like, I don't know, there are so many gas stations in Pahrump, but they're all like $3.79. And let me see, Tahoe City. Well, folks, don't go to Tahoe City. The gas stations there are $6.80, regular unleaded, $6.80 a gallon. And just this week, on tax day, I sent thousands of dollars to the U.S. government, and they spent it in 0.3 seconds. No, literally, if you look it up how fast they spend money, my thousands of dollars were spent in 0.3 seconds. And we got a break. I know, Phil, we got a break. One more piece of inflation this morning. And I'm keeping this short because this is one of those topics that if I had time, I would go overboard on. You wouldn't shut me up. Email John. I saw a clause in my renewal of my car insurance basically stating that they were charging me extra for all the uninsured motorists in my area. Okay, now this is, I got this email because I was ranting about the car insurance rates in Nevada last Saturday. And I got that like that afternoon. So, okay, well, boy, we got you in a good mood now. Let's break for Fox News. Happy stuff. Happy stuff. We got good news on the unemployment rate actually went down in Nevada, although I don't trust government unemployment rates. But, you know, it's still the story. And you probably heard Dairy Queen is back, but we have new things coming to town. Two new Trader Joe's. One was just confirmed. I'm John Potter. Be back in a few minutes. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News is next. FM News Talk time, 931.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, folks. John Potter back with you on my phone. Phil, are you hearing me?
Absolutely. Just fine. No problem.
Okay, fine. Very inexplicable thing that they do here in this office building is recharge, I guess, the internet. So, hey, you know what? I live at home with spotty internet service, so I'm kind of used to this. I don't know if you saw my Facebook there, but there's a picture of me on the phone trying to get a cable box working. So, hey, you know what? I'm a veteran of this kind of stuff. It's no big deal. Okay, so we got a text, a couple of texts. Phil, what have people been saying?
Well, Amy texted in about rental cars with California plates, and she thinks...
Which I have right now, yeah.
She thinks there should be a magnetic sign you can put on the back of the car, maybe around the plate, that says, I'm from Nevada, this is a rental. Yeah, that might actually.
I shouldn't laugh. Somebody, that's a good money-making idea.
It is.
I love that. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. You see, I've been thinking of, like, there was a bumper sticker I saw once, and I think the bumper sticker said something like, I don't care how they did it in California. And I liked it, but I didn't want my car damaged if I was parked in a parking lot with something like that on my bumper. And that's a shame that I have to avoid the political bumper stickers, too. And a lot of people do for that reason. That's how bad our conflicts have grown in this country over things like politics. Okay, so, all right, more happy news. Yes, don't invite me to parties. What a downer I am. The Nevada unemployment rate went down again. It was 5.3. In February, 5.3% unemployment in February. March went to 5.1. And I think, this came out 2 days ago. They just came out with the March numbers. Okay, so March, 5.1% unemployment. February was 5.2. And January, I think, was 5.3, if I'm not mistaken. So like I said before the break, I don't fully trust these figures. I don't trust any government
figures at all. You're kind of suspicious if they're trying to make things look rosier than they really are, which is what they're doing with the inflation rate. All this BS that we heard 2 weeks ago from the media about how inflation was high, but it's coming down. No, it is not. It didn't go down, and it's going up. It went up last Wednesday. Oh, there I am, Phil. I'm going to the microphone.
Please
do. Okay?
You're all set here.
All right.
Are you there? Okay, we're back. Okay, good. Internet's fixed. I fixed it all by myself.
Good job. Well done.
More happy news. Yes. Okay. Besides the unemployment rate, like I said, I don't trust government figures. And what they did to the unemployment rate finagling is the same thing that school districts did by changing the threshold to graduate. You know, schools make a big deal of the graduation rate for the year. Well, I know for a fact locally that they changed the thresholds, the benchmarks to hit that graduation, and it's not the same as what it was, say, 10 years ago. So I just can't fully trust those, and I shouldn't even bring that up. As I mentioned this last Saturday, cicadas are coming back. Like 2024 is their every 17-year comeback year, right?
That's what I've been hearing.
We're going to see them in 2024, and then they come back in 2037. And not only are the cicadas coming, but predictions are there's going to be another Sherman's March of Mormon crickets.
Oh.
And just this morning, there's a picture. I think it's on Reddit. There's a picture this morning, and I was also told by a friend in Elko this, that the baby locusts are just now showing up just north of the Elko city limits on their way to Highway 50. For some reason, those locusts, man, they love Highway 50. They just cover it. But millions of babies, he says, and they've been spotted, and they have their eye on covering Highway 50 as they move south, literally covering the road west of Austin, Nevada, to the point of making it as slippery as ice. Been there, done that. Have you encountered this phenomena, Phil?
I have, but not on a highway specifically, but I have on a county-maintained dirt road up in the way north valleys, out north of Cold Springs. Mm-hmm. We were out there in our little 4x4 Toyota, just, you know, driving around out in the country, taking pictures, having fun, and we came across this mass migration of Mormon crickets. And as we passed over that piece of the road, it literally sounded like we were driving on cornflakes.
Yeah, well, and you'll slip. I mean, they're slippier than ice.
Now that
when you smush them all.
We were going slow, so that wasn't an issue. But I can't imagine trying to explain to my insurance guy, I slipped on bugs. That would be embarrassing.
Stayed at a motel in Austin, Nevada once. And man, those, I closed the doors, closed the windows, everything. But those crickets were hopping on me all night.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah. they haven't hit here. I don't think they really hit Reno as hard as they do areas east and north of us. But boy, that is something else. No other state I've seen. Well, I seen it in Texas, actually, come to think of it. They just covered buildings and stores, the outside of buildings and stores, all locusts, something else. So far, the bugs I've noticed here this spring are wasps and a bunch of stink bugs.
Heard of a stink bug? Never seen one.
Well, they don't really make a ruckus or anything. They just flutter around. But the wasps and the stink bugs, they both came out in my yard just this week. Now, stink bugs, they look like these big brown houseflies. They have six legs, and they have this neat gladiator shield-style back to them. And we had so many 1 year, like in the bedroom behind the curtains, there were so many stink bugs, I had to get the vacuum cleaner with a wand and suck them all up. That's
awful.
Yeah, well, I, and you know what? I smashed one by mistake. They're called stink bugs. The legend is they stink, but I smashed one by mistake once, and they don't really stink like, you know, they're supposed to do. I thought that was their thing. Maybe I'm just used to myself. I just, but you know, stink bugs, they came from China, like in the 1990s, I think. China, stink bugs and COVID. Another thing that we're getting, and you'll see a bunch of pictures on Facebook, Twitter, Nextdoor, Reddit, the rats. The rats are here. People are posting pictures of the dead rat that they captured or killed in their garage or somewhere else. A lot of roof rats, and there are rats that are not native to Nevada showing up. The rats that are native to Nevada, I don't know what that they have these fancy Latin names to them, the different types of rats, but the ones that are native here have furry tails. The rats that are showing up dead and traps and things like that are larger, and they have the hairless tails that are really, really long. And the rats themselves are bigger right now. At first, it was roof rats that was the problem here. But now we got these things. It's a big rat year. It was last year. The theory is that when you're building something in town, the construction stirs up the ground and it disrupts the rat's habitat. And so they head into, I don't know, the city or in your house to stay warm or something during the winter. But they're out there. Yeah.
It's a bit of a cliche, but one of the best preventions you can have to protect yourself from rats or mice is to get a cat. Get a pet cat.
That's right. Well, that's three.
Years ago, when I was living in a small apartment on Chisholm Street, not too far from Dickerson, it was a small little three-unit complex. My neighbors in number four and number five, they had a mouse problem. I was in number six with my cat Lefty, and I had no problems whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that's a great solution. I've experienced that myself. Like I said, we have three cats. Now, you got to get the right cat, because only one of the three is the big huntress, mm-hmm. I should say. The little girl just goes out there and hunts. Now, the lazy brother of hers doesn't even like to go outdoors. And the grumpy cat, the older cat, it is retired. It just stays in the catio. And that's all it wants to do. But that little Molly, she goes out there and she searches and she brings all sorts of things to me. I hate it when she captures birds. You know, that's the biggest threat to birds is household cats. But I have never had to call a pest control company. She has cleaned out the backyard. She cleaned out the greenhouse, the garage. We, after dinner, we put Molly in the garage for like a half hour because there were mice in the garage. They were chewing up some bags of food and things like that. She took care of it. Nope, absolutely. Sorry, she's not for rent. But yeah, not just get a cat, get the right cat, because some are not into that at all. Do not use poison. That's the worst thing.
No, don't.
I mean, because the other wildlife can eat a dead rodent that you died from poison and get sick and die themselves. Dogs would be victims of that.
And if I may jump in here, please, this is from my heart. Please don't use any kind of glue trap to capture rodents or insects.
Because it's inhumane, you say?
Oh, it's awful. I can't imagine being stuck to that glue, and just all I can do is lay there and starve to death. That is so wrong. And don't do a quick kill trap, you know, a little snap mouse trap. Those are great. They don't suffer, but not one of those glue traps, please.
You're showing your PETA side. I like that.
Well, I don't like PETA, but I don't like animal suffering either. There is a happy balance.
Did you know PETA once wrote to President Obama? PETA was upset that President Obama swatted a fly. No, it's true.
I don't doubt it. Google. I don't doubt that a bit.
Google it. And
he probably got letters from the Anti-Fly Defamation League.
Everybody kills flies. We don't try to, you know, keep them around in the living room. I mean, it's just insane. I love animals to death. I do. But that's just crazy. Now, somebody asked me along these lines, and I will get to the break, Phil. Somebody asked me if we get ticks in Nevada. Yeah, we do. I haven't experienced many people I know have not. I know one person who got a tick. Mm-hmm. They got the tick near one of our golf courses. So, yes, we do get ticks. And what do you... Yeah?
The best way to get rid of ticks is through tariffs. A tick tax will take care of the problem pretty darn quickly.
What? The breath mint?
No. Just a tax on ticks.
I'm not getting that, but...
The listeners did. They're laughing.
Oh, a tax. You tax them. Okay. Very good. Okay. But you brought up, how do you avoid them, or what do you do when you get one? And if you have a tick and you can see it, what do you do? A lot of people think, oh, just get the tweezers out. But you're not supposed to, because if you manhandle the tick with tweezers, it'll rip the head out, and the rest of the tick is still there, passing on its poison to your body. Now, I went to the Centers for Disease Control website, has what they say is to get some very, very fine point tweezers and be very gentle with a steady hand and pull the tick out with those. Other ways I've heard, and these are kind of like homegrown solutions, Dawn dishwashing liquid. You kind of put it around where the tick is. I'll tell you, that Dawn, that stuff is like the WD-40 of the 2000s, you know? There's so many uses for Dawn detergent. And the ticks don't like Dawn detergent. You want to talk about a... This is a true story. I'm not making this up. I knew a guy back east, real tough guy, real manly guy. This is when I was living in New York State. And he, when he had a tick, he used a cigarette.
I've heard people using lighters to get rid of ticks, but I don't know how.
He'd take the lit part of a cigarette and put it right there.
Ow!
Tick would come out.
Ow!
Now that's a macho man. All right, we got to take a break. I'm John Potter. 884-9910. If we can talk ticks. Oh, I love tick talk. Or bugs or wasps or stink bugs, or Mormon crickets, and how did this whole thing start? Oh, yeah, we started with cicadas. Oh, man. 884-9910 is our number. You can text it, too. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Hey. All right, 884-9910, John Potter, live and local. And the phone lines are open, and I hope you feel comfortable calling up. I bring up topics or whatever. You probably have better things to talk about. And it's not just politics. It's not just current events. I don't care. The issues of life, questions, whatever else like that, a joke you heard. This is like sitting at the kitchen table, playing cards with your friends, and whatever kind of conversation you have with them, right? This is just people hanging out together, hopefully enjoying one another's company. And that's what this is, with a local slant to it. Because I don't think local news or things happening locally is talked about enough. And so that's what I delve into for 3 hours each and every Saturday morning. And so that's what it is. We enjoy each other's company. And 884-9910 is the number to call. As I mentioned, Derek Lee is coming. We're going to be talking about his Fat Buster pills. You know what? We're all trying to lose weight, right? Everybody I know is. And I checked the Weight Watcher website, Phil. Weight Watcher website.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on the Weight Watcher website. The Weight Watcher website just asked me if I accept cookies. Is that a trick question?
I tried Weight Watchers for a little while, and I couldn't buy food credits, so I gave up on it.
No. Yeah. Well, you know what? You just get right back to the old habits. Everybody I know who was on Atkins, they lost weight, but they got sick and tired of eggs and meat, which I can't imagine. I would love that every day. But, we'll bring that stuff up at 10:30. We're going to break for Fox News. Again, our phone number, 884-9910. Lots more to talk about. They had a vote, the library board, the Washoe County Library Board, voted on book bans and drag queen story time. Oh, boy. That's up after Fox News. We'll be back. 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, wait. I'm way off. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
It's 58.7. I should shut up. Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, the library board, they rejected book bans pushed by conservative activists. You know, they talk a lot about these book bans, but if you look nationwide, I don't think any books have been really banned. It's a whole lot of, hoopla. But more than 100 people attended the library trustees meeting. This was on Wednesday to provide comment about Drag Queen Story Hour and the book ban. So we'll talk about that. You can put your voice into that topic, 884-9910. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Going to break for Fox News and be back in a few. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 9:58.